winning the Republican ticket. All along, it's been about that, hasn't it? That's why we were up to 20 debates in the final debate in the desert in Arizona. Arizona, Michigan, key states that will be coming up with delegates for whoever wins next Tuesday. Michigan especially is interesting because of Mitt Romney. A lot of people starting to put the poison in the well that if Mitt Romney does not win his home state, how can he be a viable candidate? So it's not empty conversation anymore. A lot of people are really thinking that this is a must-win deal perception-wise for Romney, even if he were to still take a lot of the states on Super Tuesday. This is the deal. If he doesn't win Michigan and he wins ultimately the enough of the delegates, brokered convention, definitely. Brokered convention for sure. That's what I think. You might view this rather a little bit differently. And this past 6, 7, 8 months have been pretty interesting, swinging into last year, the tail end of last year in June, and then into the beginning of this year, debate after debate after debate. There's been a different group of punchers and a different front runner. How many times? 8 times by my count. So Santorum ends up being the guy who goes into the debate with a lot of momentum, a lot of momentum. And everybody played gotcha with Rick Santorum. Some people eyeballing it said Santorum really was the guy who came out swinging, looked great, and probably wins the nomination. I heard that a couple of different times. Or is it Mitt Romney, the establishment guy? Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney. And in this last nationally televised show where everybody was seated, which was a different twist, all the candidates sat down. In the opening statement at the debate, Romney said, "I want to restore America's promise, and I'm going to do that," which sent off a lot of applause from the audience at the Mesa Arts Center. That's where it was held in Arizona. It was on CNN. So he stopped after he said that, and then he said, "That's good enough." As George Costanza would say, when they're applauding, stop, right? That was pretty good. So there were some humorous moments. In fact, there were more humorous moments, not just for Romney, but across the board. Probably Romney and Ron Paul the most. Maybe even Ron Paul got the biggest laughs, actually. It's been a wild battle all of a sudden between Santorum and Romney. It used to be Romney and Gingrich for a short while. Now it's switched a little bit. It's playing out on the tube in campaign ads and in speeches by each one of them from the previous weeks, where you could tell that they were trying to take each other out. In one of the exchanges, Santorum, this is just a little kaleidoscope into what you might have missed in the last debate. In one exchange, Santorum said that Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts was a model for Obamacare. Well, he's heard that attack before. That's a layup. Romney hit back and said, "The reason we have Obamacare is you supported the pro-choice senator of Pennsylvania. The pro-choice senator of Pennsylvania, you, voted for Obamacare." So Santorum endorsed Arlen Specter for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania in 2004 against a more conservative challenger, a Republican challenger, Patrick Toomey. That was a huge storyline. And Specter announced his decision to run as a Democrat. Remember in 2010 in that election, that's what he did. So it was some crazy convoluted politics in Pennsylvania, really because Arlen Specter thought he was popular enough and decided he would do it because he didn't want to give up his seat. He wanted to go back to Washington. So they were pummeling each other on a couple of different things, and there was some of the obvious issues that we've heard over and over and over again were part of what was on display once more. What was the attack method? And a lot of it had to do with previous records, because that's where you attack somebody on what they've already voted on, like buzzwords, earmarks, debt ceiling. You say that to anybody and immediately they back up. Debt ceiling? Earmarks? Are you kidding me? And, or jobs. Jobs can be also an Achilles heel, or healthcare, like for Mitt Romney, as the entire time that he's run, he's had to explain healthcare and what happened in Massachusetts. He hasn't really been able to get away from that. That is, it's been more than a thorn in his side, let's say. All right, for this first hour, I haven't set the menu very well, so let me tell you, can't go to a restaurant, really want to be there, sit down, and then have no idea what you're going to be offered. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. A lot of you sounding off. In fact, on the debates, like Cammy in Hawaii sent us an email and said, Aloha, I love your dog, Mahalo. I've seen him on the webcam on your website. Cool. And then also says, watched the debate. I'd have to say, hands down, Mitt Romney is the winner. Hands down, Mitt Romney is the winner. Who could really vote for an idiot like Rick Santorum? Ooh. One thing about everybody, and the feelings definitely fly, people aren't afraid to really say how they feel about Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, or Mitt Romney. And there's been more name-calling. Campaigns have always been negative, but I think there's been more name-calling both from the public and from the candidates themselves than, at least in my timeline, that I've been really paying attention to the elections, that I have ever seen, more than I've ever seen. And it's the especially the constant blame game that is so interesting to me. That one day they're your friend, the next day you're doing them in. And maybe ultimately that's what's going to do in the Republicans, besides the fact that you have an incumbent president who has his ducks in a row and has two incredible campaign people, and they're going to trot out. I mean, look what he's doing with the corporate tax, saying, okay, I'm going to reduce the corporate tax. We'll reduce it to 28%. Absolutely. And in fact, for your company, that if you go green, we'll reduce it 25%. So all that kvetching about the corporate tax, boom, poof, that's off the table. The payroll tax extension, by the way, this was signed into law, so it's effective. Whew. What would I do? How would I pay for my Wawa coffee if I didn't have that little extra bit of money in my check? I mean, actually, I'm not trying to make light of it. For a lot of people, that's huge. I mean, hey, for me, would I want to turn down extra shekels in the check? The answer is no, of course not. Of course not. And that adds up over the course of time. If you just would pretend even you didn't have that money and took the extra money you supposedly got in your paycheck and put it away, there you go. There's your vacation club. It's very hard to do. That's why you got to separate that money. Separate it. All right, we barely scratched the surface. As I said, we have the mailbag coming up during this hour. Also, we're going to look at some really crazy odds and ends. Hang with us. We'll do some of that next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
So like a series finale, will you be disappointed that there's no more presidential debates? Or are you breathing a sigh of relief? 800-259-5791. Who do you think won the last one? I think there's going to be some big ratings. The ratings should be pretty juicy. I don't think that they'll drop off, particularly as it's being billed as it was being billed as the last one, last chance to see everybody up on the same stage. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of back and forth that played out between Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. It was a public display of dissatisfaction that's been brewing between the two of them and playing out in campaign ads. And through speeches and whatnot, some pretty hot and heavy heated exchanges through the obvious things that I mentioned, healthcare, earmarks, government things for one, and ultimately it boils down to money and who is going to sit on the money, who's going to have some serious sway is what I say. Rick Santorum earlier in the day, while he might have taken a swing at Mitt Romney and was focused, laser focused on that, earlier in the day, something interesting, Newt Gingrich and the rest of the crew campaigning, of course, on a myriad of things that they believe are the hot buttons that people want to hear. And really, that's it. If you're a campaign manager, you have to find the hot button. It's such a trite word, but it's so true. What is going to make somebody get excited about what you have to say? So Rick Santorum decided, hey, maybe I'll stir up the pot a little bit. Let's just go for the jugular and go after Obama.
How stupid does he think you are that he can go out and blame everybody for everything bad except himself? We see a president who is systematically trying to crush the traditional Judeo-Christian principles in this country.
All right, the thing that I agree with that Rick Santorum said there is I think the one thing that's the Achilles heel for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the flipping on a couple of different things and ultimately showing that they can be out of touch of what's happening. And that buzz in the backyard is so key when you're the leader of the free world, when you're the commander in chief. And I think that's where we've been in trouble with Obama. The see no evil, hear no evil, assign my men to take care of the evil, and then flip flop on some key points. This is playing for another term. And that's what everybody in politics does. And that's the thing, playing for another term. Absolutely. Something that's interesting when you see the gas prices soar. And that, by the way, as I said, what's been fascinating about, to me, what's been fascinating about the debates is whatever's happening, whatever's bugging everybody, whatever terrorist incident or whether it's online piracy or whatever, it becomes part of the debates. So one of the things that was talked about a lot was the fact that gas prices were on an upward trend. So when people, it's the same thing I'm saying over and over again. I feel like I should have a bullhorn and just yell it out. It's probably why I'm losing my voice, but it's true. We know that this is what happens again and again and again and again and again. I say it over and over and over and over again, but it is pinpoint accurate, let's say. Pinpoint accurate. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm, again, you know, I'm getting really disappointed in this primary process. We've had what now? Is this going to be the 20th debate?
It was the 20th debate. We just saw that out of Arizona, yeah.
Well, I, you know, we started this in Iowa. And, again, my prejudice is for Newt Gingrich. I'll tell you that up front.
But Newt, look what's happened to poor Newt Gingrich. He really has dropped off the ledge a little bit. And the 11 percentage points or whatever it is, it depends on the poll. And yet he still says he's got another mountain to climb and he's going to do it and come around the corner.
Well, we started this, as I said, Kate, in Iowa, where we start talking about issues. And when we start talking about issues, Newt Gingrich went up in the polls. And when he went up in the polls, then we started the inside attacks on each other. And it's continued. Now we're to a point where we don't know where conservatives and Republicans are. You see us starting to come down to the fact that now we've got a right-wing conservative in Santorum against an Eastern establishment Romney.
I agree.
So I guess what I'm saying is we're not building the ammunition sufficient enough to make sure that Obama isn't reelected.
You know what? I agree with that statement. I say this all the time, and then people poo-poo it. But Dale, you are dead on right. They're eating each other's lunch in these debates, so maybe in a way it's good the debates are over or coming to an end. But there's a big problem here because who is electable against this president who just had some high popularity numbers come out? His numbers are turning around, and who is that alternative that's so different? Great point. Different than the president. That's the problem. Absolutely. Where are the true conservatives? Who is the right guy?
Yeah. The President Obama is getting credit for some of this turnaround, and as he should. That's the way the game's played.
Yeah.
You know, it's happened, in my opinion, in spite of him, in spite of his policies of energy policies and some of the other things that he's doing. But, you know, it can't be all bad, Kate, when you have another Kennedy going to run for public office.
I know.
What
and there's
a
been
surprise.
A little bit of a drought. A little bit of
you
a
know,
drought.
Another great-great-grandchild of the fellow who got all his money from insider trading
and
bootlegging.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I love that swipe at the Irish there at the end. Dale,
well,
thanks. No, I know. Kennedy, yeah. It was a Kennedy deal. And it's true. Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger guy. He was. He knew how to work the booze system. He did, made a ton of money on it. And then he became one of those families that over and over again, they served and got invited to serve, basically, in various positions in the country. And it's been a stranglehold. However, not for nothing, just like the Bushes. Prescott Bush, people forget, he was the leader of the band, the grandfather of G.W. Bush and Jeb Bush. So there is some, we have our own little blue blood society going on of my daddy was elected, my grandfather was involved in politics. That played a heavy part into it, to what made people get on certain committees and whatnot in the past, and it still does a little bit, but not as much as it used to. But an interesting little curveball there from Dale. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls next on America Tonight, but I want to make sure that everybody gets the digits. I got an email from Joe who said, you say those numbers so fast. I have no idea. You could be saying 1-800-GINZU-KNIFE. I watched Home Shop, after I got that note from her, I watched Home Shopping Network and QVC, and I timed how long it took the people who were anchoring those shows to give out the number, and they did it in 2 seconds. I'm not kidding you. So that made me feel like I was slower. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're hopscotching in a few different places, including talking about the election and gas woes, the big gas woes. They're siphoning gas in Florida. Check out what Captain Andy Ross had to say about that.
It does appear that this is on the upswing again, and not just here, but across the state. It's a pretty typical setup in other cases that we've seen. As he approached the van and then he realized the pump was running inside and they were stealing fuel, then he realized that the vehicle that pulled out was probably the suspect, but by then they were gone.
So how about that? Wouldn't that be a nightmare? You run into the convenience store, gas is being pumped, and then you come out and someone is siphoning your gas. And the siphoning thing is tricky. Boy, that hose they put up to it, I've seen it. You had to be very careful and pretty clever at being able to do that and then somewhere to put it, fill it up quick, and then get out of there. And they're having a huge problem with siphoning of gas that may spread to other areas. But certainly beware, because there are people that are watching you, especially now. Even outside at a lot of these places, you've got cameras that are trained to the outside in almost every portable area anyway. So in Florida, talking about how many gas stations, I'll tell you how you could pull in and out and do that and just siphon it off. Hang around.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the so-called freedom, somebody somewhere, somebody, please won't you give a dime?
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, broadcasting 20 miles from Independence Hall. Independence Hall, where, of course, our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. What would they think now? We're talking about the last presidential debate, number 20, and a slew of other things. It's one of those fun shows where we're hacking around in a couple of different areas. I'm going to tell you about two Middle Eastern guys on a continental flight from Portland to Houston. In fact, one of our callers, Tomas in Michigan, brought it up earlier, and people are starting to talk about it, the fact that they were screaming Allah's greats a couple of times out loud, and ultimately they weren't having any of it. The Texans, we believe, on the flight, it could have been people from Portland as well. It was a back-and-forth flight. That decided, you know what, if we got to knock this guy down, we got to knock this guy down. But what was that all about? Wow. 800-259-5791, Dan in Texas. Thanks for hanging. What's up, Mr. Dan in Texas?
I had to put my headphones down. Are you there?
I am here listening to you, yes.
Okay. Well, I watched that debate tonight.
Yeah.
And I thought that Ron Paul and Romney did a real nice hatchet job on Santorum.
They did. Oh, they ganged up. It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They sandwiched him.
And I thought Santorum did his usual routine that he does with every one of the debates that he's tried to make it look like he was the head honcho. He packed the house with his Romney supporters. And he did the same thing back east during another debate, and you know he's he's not really Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, I don't care much for Romney in any way, shape, or form. Plus, with this fact that he was the designer of the insurance system that they had there in Taxachusetts, he kind of has given away, as Santorum says, the entire debate about Obamacare when he had to face Obama as our representative for the upcoming election. And that's what you don't need to do, is cede anything to Obama. I mean, he's going to be doing all of his double dealing routine as he usually does. And plus, he's going to have the left-wing news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, you name it, on his side as well. So I think Santorum did a real good job. And I thought Santorum did a good job with his explanation of why he sided with that dingbat senator from Pennsylvania that used to be the head. You know who I'm talking about.
Arlen Specter.
Specter, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good explanation of why he supported Specter, because of the fact that we did have the upcoming judges, such as Alito and what's the other guy, Roberts?
Yes, Justice Roberts, yeah.
Justice Roberts. And if it hadn't been for the fact that he supported our screwball senator from Pennsylvania, we wouldn't have got that taken through. I got so many things running through my mind, it's hard for me to articulate what I really want to say.
I know what that's why I say it's wide open. It's wide open Wednesday here on America Tonight. We both have so many things we want to say. I got you. I feel you. I feel you. Thanks, Dan. That was good. It was good.
Okay.
He's right. He says Santorum. So he says Santorum really did a pretty good job, because he's right about this, and I did say this earlier in the show, that the idea is somebody gets built up and then you tear them down. This is how these debates have gone. So Santorum is doing better in the polls, seems to have ignited a lot of, if you want to label people, Tea Partiers or really much more conservative aspects of the Republican Party. And the one thing he has in common with Ron Paul, I would say, is I do believe Rick Santorum says what he thinks, because he goes out on this, what he says about some of the stuff religious-wise that he really doesn't have to necessarily throw out there. Some people think it's moronic that he does that, because focus on the other issues, focus on what everybody wants to hear, because everyone wants to hear conservatively, because you're in their wheelhouse, so why are you straying away? Why are you going down these tangents that will hurt you with the more independent-minded Republican, somebody who has a bent in a different way, I should say. I say leaning more toward an independent. I don't mean independent minded, but more toward an independent. So anyway, Rick Santorum talked about the fact that he monetarily was much more of a fiscal conservative.
I said that I was the most fiscally conservative senator in the Congress in the 12 years that I was there.
And this is Santorum's platform. He is sticking to this lane. It's bad to change lanes too much. I think that's the biggest problem that I have with Barack Obama. The problem with him, to me, is that he changes lanes because he's a people pleaser, wants to accommodate people. So says one thing, changes the lane, goes into that same lane. It's interesting to see with the corporate tax. In other words, I think part of the strategy of the Democrats is to take and maybe it's a stroke of brilliance, let's be honest, to take what the Republicans are talking about and flip it around and make it yours, like the corporate tax thing and a couple of other issues that have come down the lane. We've seen that the president, you say to yourself, wow, are you kidding me? We're talking about this tax rate thing, and this is what he's saying to do. And that's just one example. There are plenty of others where it's been this madcap switch, and you are very, very surprised by that. And I think that there's a reason that's happening. I think that is exactly what David Axelrod or Robert Gibbs want to happen. So this is arming the president for everything he'll need when they go harder at being reelected, when they hit the trail a little bit more and pump him out there where he's giving speeches, which he's already doing, I suppose, of course. but even slanting it even just a tad more, you can see what issues will emerge without a doubt. You can see it. I said that we were going to go to the mailbag, and I promise when we make that final turn, we are going to go to the mailbag. But I had to bring this up, and maybe it's because I'm back east and I'm reading a lot of the East Coast news sources, and it's just so funny to me. They had a headline that said the Met steel deal. And what it was about was a clubhouse manager, which it's huge to be the clubhouse manager. How many guys listening to me would love a gig like that? You make a pretty good chunk of change, and you're hanging out with baseball players taking care of the clubhouse. I'd say it's a pretty sweet gig. So check this out. The Mets clubhouse guy decided that he was going to help himself. His name's Charlie Samuels. He decided he was going to help himself to a few things in the clubhouse. You know what he took? 507 Mets jerseys, 828 bats, 304 caps, 22 helmets, and 10 equipment bags. Whoop. Yeah, what was he going to do with those? Sell them? He accrued, or seems he is accused, and he accrued somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.2 million worth of autographed and unsigned collectibles that he put up for resale on the souvenir market. So fans will plunk down thousands and thousands to get this kind of gear. Are you kidding me? So he was trying to make some serious money. He faces 8.5 to 25 years in prison if it goes to trial, if all that happens. Oh, what was he thinking? What was he thinking? That he wasn't going to get caught. But so sad, you big dummy. Of course you're going to get caught. And when you're selling Mets stuff, people pay attention for that. They look to see what's out there. So I guarantee somebody noticed, and it seemed a tad off when so much of that stuff was being listed and then was missing. So it's pretty easy to put two and two together. Duh. How sad. Just trying to supplement, and trying to figure out a way what he can do, what can he sell, how can he make some money. $2.3 million somewhere in that neighborhood. That is pretty big. Woo! I mean, that is a big chunk of change. You really have to hide some of that. Couldn't drive to work suddenly in a Lexus when you were driving a Toyota Camry, a beat-up old one. And he started to, it's like the mob guys say, they get the money, but they can't flaunt the money because it's obvious that they've obviously knocked off a truck or done something to get that money. So they have to wait for a long time before they even move tiny, tiny increments out. So this clubhouse manager, that is the boneheaded move of the week. Oh, to have that gig, to be there hanging out, watching day after day baseball and taking care of the guys, that's incredible to me that he would risk that. Because that's the reason why he went in that direction in the first place. Not, oh, I want to make some money and I'm going to steal some memorabilia. We're headed to the mailbag, but feel free to chime in if you want to. 800-259-5791.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One thing about Rick Santorum, this song is perfect for him. I think he's a barracuda, whether you like him or not. He is, he definitely can swim with the sharks, absolutely. Although I think every single person that's left on that stage could swim with the sharks, because you have to have more than a tough exterior to be able to survive these days in politics, period, end of story. You know that old saying, period, end of story? It's so true, because you couldn't endure, you couldn't weather everything that you have to weather along the way. I mean, I don't even know how they just physically run in the first place. Okay, for at least 2 years, you'll get no sleep. You'll be lucky. You could, maybe you're lucky here and there, you'll get 5 hours sleep. All right, it sounds good to me. And then there's a great chance, because you'd be going up against an incumbent, that you're, even if everyone's all pumped up and excited about you, beware, this is a rough year, so you might not even come close to ditching the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You probably have no chance, but go ahead and kill yourself along the way. Rick Santorum hopes that he's the one who is, as he called out the president on, as he calls it, being evil. Evil. He went for the jugular. He's out there now. He went for the jugular when it comes to Barack Obama. It's interesting because that was one of the subjects of the many, many emails that I received from this wonderful audience. I always tell you the pipeline is clear no matter what. Fill it up. If you've got some thoughts, send it to me. If someone in your neighborhood did a good deed and you want a daily salute, that could be arranged if it's a decent story. It depends on the story. Does it muster up? So you can send us that, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. But without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVale is here!
The mail is here. All right, how about this? This from Tony in Delaware. He says, yo, Kate, I have a feeling that in the near future, the only people who are going to run are going to be crazy, whacked out celebrities, because who would really want to be scrutinized the way Rick Santorum is being, and even Newt Gingrich? At some point you say, screw it, I'm going to go write a series of books. It's funny that he brings that up. And there were some others that brought similar things up in their emails that they sent the show. But, yes, yes, and yes. And this all goes to the same thing. It's the inherently, this is the biggest problem that we have. The biggest problem that we have is only eventually the needle's going to move where only somebody way out of whack, somebody whacked, as we would say, is going to jump into the fray and want to even run after the rigmarole they go through and what they could ultimately earn on the private stage. Now, I don't feel sorry for them, because if you're in the campaign trail, you have a book to sell, you have whatever it is that you're peddling, you'll come out of that and you'll make some big bucks. But along the way, I'd have to think that a lot of people find themselves a little, I shouldn't say a lot of people that decide to dive in and have a legitimate shot, at least making some noise, decide to throw in the towel and throw up that white flag because they see the attacking, the piranhas circling. Let's move on to another one. This from Big Pee Wee, who says, Barack Obama's the man, Kate. I don't understand your callers. I don't understand how they could trash the Prez. Are they paying attention to what's happening in this world and what's happening in their own backyard, as you were fond of saying? The president not being elected would be disastrous. How much money would we have to pay in the end for taxes? Yeah, nobody wants to, that's true. Nobody wants to see their taxes go up. I mean, no. It's funny, thinking of money, the president on Wednesday signed into law the agreement passed by Congress last week to extend a payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits while preventing a cut in payments to Medicare doctors. Bravo. Because cost of living increased, they didn't even get it for 2 years, finally got it this year, and it didn't amount to much. The signing was announced in a White House, moment, I'm going to call it, and a big White House moment. And the president gets to boast about those extra $40-$80 that you're getting in the checks by signing that for 10 months. Then after 10 months, all bets are off, especially if he weren't, if I were wrong and he weren't to be president. I just think that the challengers have a lot to be desired. There's something that you can get on every single one of them, and it's too bad. I'm not so sure the right combo isn't up there. You know, whether it's Romney or Santorum, with the right combo could really, really make a difference. But the people I'm thinking of are very forceful politicians. So, you know, it might be hard. In fact, I would say it'd be very, very hard. Let's go to another one. This one's from Paul, who says, give me justice, babe, or give me nothing at all. Hey, hey, Kate, how you doing? I've become one of your biggest fans. Wasn't so sure I liked you in the beginning, but what was I thinking? You have to listen just a little bit longer. What did you think about those 26 years for George Hughley? He's that ex-soccer player, and that's what the jury recommended, 26 years. They came in late on this decision. He was a former University of Virginia lacrosse player who was convicted of second-degree murder and grand larceny in the death of an ex-girlfriend. Ooh. The judge had the option of accepting the sentence or imposing a lesser one. The recommendation is 25 years on the murder count and 1 year for grand larceny. George Hughley was found not guilty on the most serious charge, though, first-degree murder, in May of 2010 in the death of Yardley Love, who was acquitted on several other charges, including robbery and breaking and entering to commit the larceny. It sounds like a police blotter, doesn't it? Oh, this guy had no emotion. To me, the scariest thing is to see somebody with dead eyes, is what I call it. And there was some dead eyes. Oh, dead eyes in this one. All right, let's move to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Barack Obama, I can't believe that one email. we won't even go there. This man has to go. But he is an events coordinator. He is an organizer. He's not a president. He knows how to raise money, and he knows how to get some votes. You look at the popular shows on TV, what are they? These reality shows, the American Idol, the next star, the next this. So what does he do? Oh, let's get some events together where I can sing a little bit so I can get the votes. You know what I mean? He's appealing to the television watchers, and he knows that this is going to get him some votes, whether however few or many they're going to be. He's just vote grabbing with every chance that he can right now.
And, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. But you know who that is? That's David Axelrod and the people that got him elected the first time, Jay. You're right. It is about that pull. But here's the thing. They are pulling in the right direction. That's the problem. I mean, he's got him out there.
And that guy said he don't want to see his taxes go up. Well, what does he think when Barack Obama says people need to pay their fair share? What do these people think that means?
That means everybody's taxes go up.
Exactly. It's not going to bring it up yet because he's not reelected yet. But if he gets reelected, this country's going to go downhill fast. We'll talk to you later, Kate.
All right, Jay, safe travels out there. Wow, downhill fast, Jay says. And here's the thing. The taxation deal is what people don't want. And the reason why is pay fair share. Have you been paying your fair share? I'll ask you that. I guarantee but I know that most of you are definitely paying your fair share. I know it. I can tell. I can tell by the way you talk with the passion and the fury here in America Tonight. Listen, I'm all for like a flat tax. I've said this before, a fair tax. I would explore both of those ideas and pound out all the details to make sure either one of them would work. But I like the broad strokes I've seen on both of them. And let's just fix this ship. Let's turn it around. Why are we trying to crash the ship? You know, it's a brave new world, and you either get on the boats or you are left behind.